You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What a great pleasure it is to welcome Ishla Williams and John Radford into the studio. Hello, guys.
Hello, thank you very much for having us.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, now, you guys are both, I know you've both been big BFM fans for a long time. You've both been contributing in your own special ways in the past. For that, we thank you.
But today
we're here to talk about your documentary, Ishla, that you got as part of the Loading Docs Initiative 2017. You were selected.
That's right.
What does that mean? What does that mean, Ishla? What does it mean?
Okay, so basically you put in a pitch.
Yeah.
The pitch gets picked up by Julia Parnell and Anna Jackson, the two co-founders, and they go, hey, do we like this and do we like your filmmaking ability? And then they choose 10. And there's 10 of us who got to make a documentary that revolved around the theme of diversity this year. And I was one of them. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And so then do you have an idea of what you want? Did you pitch them the idea?
I did, yes. I always knew that I wanted to work with the marvellous John Radford. Who
John Radford, ladies
right.
and gentlemen. There he is.
But then when I met John Radford, I realised that he had his own business model called Ron Jadford. So.
Oh, see, of course. Yeah.
Ron Jadford is an alter ego that I had to create during this quite unusual sculptural installation project I've been working on for seven years now. And the project...
That's commitment right there.
Do I talk about the project now?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, do it.
So Graft is a rather...
This is what you've been working on for 7 years.
Well, yeah. So you know by K Road... On K Road, you've got the bus stop bridge, and you look over the edge of the bus stop bridge, and there's big concrete walls that go down to the motorway, which throbs its way under K Road.
Like that. Yeah. I know what you're talking about now, Sarah. How's it going?
And there's a dolphin. There's some dolphins on that motor.
Just thought I'd bring it back.
Yeah. So a big motorway, Spaghetti Junction, and that's where the southern motorway comes into the central city, the northwestern motorway comes into the central city, and they wriggle and tie up with the northern motorway, which comes over the Harbour Bridge into the central city. Guess what? They didn't always used to come into the central city, and where the northwestern, the southern, and the northern meet at Spaghetti Junction, they caused the demolition of 14,000 houses.
Inner city, beautiful 1900 bay villas, yeah.
Yeah, but bay villas.
Just casually.
Sorry, just hang on, pal. How many houses?
14,000. Newmarket, Epsom, Grafton, Newton, Arch Hill, Kingsland, St Mary's Bay, Freeman's Bay, a bit of Western Springs, a bit of Point Shev.
Now I get where all the traffic comes from now.
So you look at that water.
It's karma. Our traffic problems are karma.
It's karma.
Ah, good one.
So you know that
it's
water.
It's like an Indian burial ground sort of thing. Oh,
no, it's worse. So you know the Waterview thing. I think that caused the demolition or removal of 256 houses. That's the Waterview Tunnel. Only 256.
So
you get the difference, eh? So the Waterview thing.
Yeah, but come on, this is Auckland on the grow. This is a big. We want to be a big grown up city with a big grown up motorway. This want to get from A to B. I wanted to get from Manukau City to North Shore City.
Motorways are beautiful. Yeah. In Ian Athfield's words, you know, you're sweeping along perfectly designed curves and getting from A to B very quickly.
I don't know about very quickly.
Well, no, not this morning, well, but maybe 11 a.m. It's fine. But so motorways are kind of, you know, they're kind of, in a way, they're a good thing. But holy shit, when I found out that all those houses and all that inner city suburb used to exist right on the shoulder of K Road, and guess who those people were? The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the tram driver, the seamstress, the retail assistant, the piano teacher, all those people crammed in their little tiny houses just by K Road, and they're all gone now.
Just the regular good old Kiwis up from Struggle Street trying to make ends meet.
You've got it.
Yeah.
That even rhymes.
So your artwork was about that.
So I've made it.
I'm just bringing it back.
So the wonderful people working for me and myself have made 256 incredibly detailed little bay villa houses.
There's one in the studio now. You can see that now, listeners.
And Mikey, can you just talk to the listeners about what's happening in the front room of that bay villa as you look in the window?
As I look in the in that beautiful.
Can you see the furniture?
Yeah, okay. Oh, I can't see. Oh. Oh, cute. Very, oh, dynamic. I'm waiting for someone to walk in. It's a perfect reproduction of the some of the most beautiful style of homes in the city.
So it's a bay villa, very highly detailed. There's everything
with
all
the furniture, with cushions, with but when we're talking no bigger than
13 centimetres high.
It'd fit in a kid's shoebox.
Oh, easily.
Easily.
Yeah. Without you can
fit,
a doubt.
Fit a couple. So these are highly detailed and in the installation of grass.
It's a scale too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
1 to 100. So in the installation of graft, I've got them suspended from super fine threads. The threads are black. They describe in their installation a floating hillside. So the lowest one's about a metre off the ground. The highest one's about 2 metres off the ground. And there's a whole streetscape laid out. So they're all laid out like they're actually on the land, but they're not. They're just hovering in midair. So 256... highly detailed little houses hovering in midair, well, with black threads.
Over an invisible undulating landscape.
Yeah, invisible, there's no landscape, there's nothing there holding them. And behind them, there's roof to floor, black velvet curtains. And this whole installation of graft, with all its tiny little houses, is going to tour as a exhibit of artwork around public art galleries around New Zealand and a few internationally. Of the 256 houses, I've sold 211. I think I've just sold the 212th. Well, I didn't sell them. My alter ego, Ron Jadford, sold them. Ron Jadford handles this real estate sales. And Ursula has done an awesome little documentary
about
Ron Jadford and... A bit about me too. So you meet Ron.
So I heard about this and I was like, fuck, graft is pretty bloody awesome and art's pretty great.
So how did you have
it? And
yeah, no, and this is what I loved about you, Shalette, very perceptive.
Yeah, very perceptive. So and so I met John quite fortuitously, actually, where I saw his business card. And I don't know if you've ever seen John Radford and Ron Jadford's business card. There's John Radford on one side and there's Ron Jadford on the other. And I was like, well, who is this guy? I need to know more about him. What these tiny little things that he's doing. All right, let's exactly. Bing. And so I met John and I met Ron. And here we are today.
Hey, Ron. Ow.
Are we about to meet Ron, are we?
Ron's coming in. I do warn the listeners, he's a bit crass.
Good morning,
not very
listeners. I'm Ron Jadford. It's a pleasure to
and
be
he's
here.
Australian.
And we've got some lovely units for sale today. There's a special going for an approximately 20% off discount.
Ron, I think we talked a little bit about sales on air earlier.
Just park that idea. I've just got something I want, a blue sky thinking picture that one of the listeners might like to invest in Grafton, buy house number 213.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a lucky
number. I wanted to know, Ron, what do you think about surreal estate? No, bring back Ron. Oh, I offended him.
Is Ron gone?
That's it. That's all we got from Ron.
Ron gone, here's John.
Yeah.
Sorry, he just busts in on every... I'm not here to sell a house. I'm here to just try and describe the project and support Ursula. Yep. And he busts in. This just
disgusting.
But this is what the project is about, right? Is that conversation between art and commerce, you know? As an artist, it's really hard to put a price on your work, to actually go, hey, hang on a minute, I made this beautiful thing for the world and it's worth something. Ron comes along and secures the deal.
All right,
Ron is
close the sale.
He's a necessary entity. He's the guy that says, you know, someone wants to buy one of the houses. He's the force within me that, well, he's external. He's an alter ego. He's not me.
It's happy to let it go for a right price.
But we'll just say to the person who's interested, there's an ATM up on the corner there. Let's have 500 cash deposit to sign that house off, and we'll put a lock on it on the website map. graft.net.nz.
That's very well
I can
done.
Tell you though, as a director, like managing John and Ron, they don't really get on. They butt heads about.
Really, John and Ron don't get on.
No, John and Ron don't get on.
Well, the documentary is very. It's going to be. You must have jammed a lot into. How long is it?
3 minutes. It's really hard, but also really great because it gets out all the wafty bullshit and just kind of confines it into that good solid 3 minutes of awesomeness.
Now, if we want to watch it, can we watch it?
You can watch it on www.loadingdocs.net. That's from the 11th of August, and you can also watch it on TV on demand.
Yay!
Watch out for it,
John. And when you pass it on, our regards to Ron as well.
Hey, what's it called? Ursula?
Surreal estate.
Is it?
Yeah, we didn't get to that, did we? It's called Surreal Estate, okay? Ishel Williams Surreal Estate, featuring the art of John Radford. And it's I mean, I want to know. I could sit and talk about this for ages, actually.
And the sales of Ron Jadford.
But you should also check out the other
smell
nine.
It comes with them, too. I just smelt a funny smell.
Breath freshener.
Is it sort of breath freshener and spray tan or something? Yeah. Yeah, and some foot thing.
Yeah, it lingers. Yeah. Definitely lingers
but
in the nasal
at the same
passage.
Time, it's sort of, you know, when they set up a house to sell, like for the central oils, it's a bit of that.
Oh, the smell of fresh bread baking.
Yeah. Whatever. Yep. How many other films are there in the initiative?
There's nine. So there's 10 all up, but there's nine others. So if you jump onto www.loadingdocs.net, there's 10 of these wonderful films that get released on the 11th of August, which you should totally check out, because every year they do a wonderful job, and now I can say we do a wonderful job of producing these three-minute documentaries. So it's worth your time.
I think everyone should go do that, vote for your one. Do we vote? Do you vote?
No, there's no voting.
It's done.
That's right.
They're all free.
Go and spend your 3 minutes with your lunchbox. And binge out on the Loading
Docks.
Binge
out. Hey, and when's Graft going to be an installation? People can go and wander around and check out the homes and stuff.
Not too far away, but the whole thing.
Go to the website, really.
The whole thing has been funded by the sales of the houses. You know, as I say, we've sold. We're closing sale number 212 of 256, and
tell
that's
what,
the great
racing
thing.
Out the door,
no
they?
CNZ. I didn't knock on CNZ's door. They're too awkward. I found as a funding agency. but they funded.
Not that Ursula would think that, would you, Ursula?
But they funded the. They didn't.
Do you know what else would be great? What? If we could play some SJD, because SJD,
Donnelly, yes.
He actually gave us this track to play underneath it. So
thank you very much, Sean.
Shout out to you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for all of your music forever. You're amazing.
And infinity and beyond. And thank you very much, 95BFM, for having us.
Oh, shut up. Thanks to you guys for coming in.
Oh, it's stopping.
Well done. Well done.
Just a note to say hello while I watch the garden grow. And here's a weed, and there's a thorn, and here's a welcome I've outworn.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.